This programme was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland.
Well, guys, where's the intensity? Pick it up, please. Let's go.
I say you sleep better, you feel better, you look better. Apparently it knocks years off you as well, so I've been told.
That's better,
so.
That's better. Well done, Jumping Jacks. Well done, Sergeant.
The first day, what do you call it? After 20 minutes, I was on my back, staring at the sky, telling myself I'd never come back again. And then, what do you call it, like maybe 6 weeks later, all of a sudden I was lasting for 40 minutes. Now I can last for the hour, which is brilliant.
Keep the calm power on. Good. Well done.
I'd say I've lost 2.5 stone in weight, and that's without really making any huge, say, dietary changes. It's purely the exercise. But you just, you know, you feel a lot better. You certainly sleep a lot better, especially on nights when you're doing the sessions. And it's just a case of, you know, there's no downside to it. It's all good.
That's it. Good effort, guys. Let's go. Keep it going. Okay. Last exercise here is cycle.
Boot Camp is a military-style fitness training program that has been putting Irish men and women through their paces since 2004. All the training takes place outdoors, and I went along on a cold winter's evening to Merino College to see it for myself, and I was joined by our intrepid reporter Mark Staunton, who donned his shorts and bravely volunteered to take on the boot camp challenge. First up, I spoke to Shelley Brown to get a bit of background on boot camp.
I'm Shelley from Lifestyle Sports Bootcamp Ireland, and we're here tonight in Merino College in the north side of Dublin.
And how did you get involved with bootcamp?
Well, that's right back to the beginning, 8 years ago in 2004. I read an article that said PE for grown-ups, and I couldn't resist, so headed down to Bushy Park, and it was one of their first classes that they ever put on. And took part and have fallen in love with it ever since. So I'm still a boot camper, but I work in the office now. And it's completely addictive, so I don't think I'll be going anywhere anytime soon.
So what is it about the boot camp that you enjoy, I guess?
Well, the reason I love boot camp is just it's so different. Every class is different that you go to. You cover all areas of fitness. So one class you could come down and there might be a bit of box exercise. The next class, you'd be working your core. The class after that could be a bit of Pilates or even sprinting, running. So it's different every single class, and it keeps you motivated to keep training. When you come down to class, you'll find there's people who are training for marathons, half marathons, 10Ks. You've people that have come straight from the couch and it's their first thing that they've ever done. And everyone just pushes themselves to what their maximum is, and they go at their own pace. So the instructors design the classes so that, you know, nobody gets left behind. So you push yourself to what your maximum is. The person beside you might do 10 press-ups while you might do 5 press-ups in the same amount of time, or you might do none. You might have to get started first, but it just depends. So everyone just pushes themselves to whatever their max is.
We needed a guinea pig to try out boot camp, and I volunteered my good friend and colleague Mark Staunton to try it out. Mark told me his expectations of the class before the start, and then I spoke to Emer Clark, a third-year veteran of boot camp, about her experience. Mark, right, you're going to be doing your first boot camp in a few minutes. What do you know about it?
I know nothing, Ed, to be quite honest with you. I know absolutely very little about it. All I know is kind of what I've seen on flyers and emails sent to me, people trying to get me to do it, and then probably other than that, people I kind of pass maybe on the coast. I've seen people do it along the coast in Clontarf or along the coast in Sutton or that, so I know very little about it now.
So what's your expectations of the class? Have you heard it's tough? Or?
Oh yeah, military training, yeah, I expect it to be tough. My sister did it over in London when it was relatively new, and yeah, she said it's very tough, so I'm expecting it to be tough now. I'm hoping I'll be alright, so I'm doing a bit of GAA training, a bit of soccer, so I mean, I should be able to keep with it, but how tough it is and how physical it is, I don't know. So be confident enough, so we'll see though, you know. I haven't done anything like this before, so we'll see.
Hi, my name is Emer Clark and I'm from Raheny in Dublin.
And Emer, how long have you been doing boot camp for?
I've been doing boot camp about, this will be my start of my third year.
Okay, yeah, so a bit of a veteran at this stage.
Yeah, I'm a bit of what they call advanced in the fitness world, yeah.
And has it made a big difference to you?
It's made a huge difference to me. I find, like, I'm a long distance runner, so I find doing the boot camp is really, really good, because they cover aerobic, anaerobic, LME, local muscular endurance and strength exercises, and it's all a full body exercise. You're raising the heart rate, using the lungs, the oxygen, And then obviously you're working on stuff to bring your heart rate down. So it's great. It's actually very, very good. I find it fantastic.
So you would have been quite fit beforehand, but it's really, really benefited your other sports.
No, I mean, I have to say, when I joined boot camp, first of all, I was relatively fit. I wasn't totally unfit, but I wouldn't say I was extremely fit. I only really got back into the running when I came here. And so I've been running long distance for 2.5 years, but I found boot camp helped me build up the strength to actually go running, because you do a bit of running here, but then just to be able to have the strength in your legs to be able to do it, which is great. So,
and the fact that it's a group exercises all the time, does that give you extra encouragement?
Absolutely, yeah. I suppose some people would say that I'm a little bit competitive in that. I am kind of, you know, I kind of like to test myself. You know, I know what my abilities are and I try and push myself a little bit extra when I'm in a team class and stuff like that, yeah.
So do you'd see what maybe some of the fitter people are doing, you're like, I want to be closer kind of to them this week.
With them and that, yeah. And I have to say, doing the boot camp has got me involved. I'm now doing my own fitness course where I'm hoping eventually to become a boot camp instructor. So, which would be nice, yeah. So, okay. But I have to say, I owe it to boot camp. It's great. And the people I do it with, there are a lot of regulars here. And we've actually built up a great friendship and stuff, which is brilliant.
That's what I was going to say. So it's very social. And it's a lovely mixture of guys and girls.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's guys and girls of all ages. And in fairness, no one is put under pressure. Like, if you're not that fit, you're not put under pressure. So you have to catch up with everybody. You work to your own ability. And, you know, you get out of it what you put in. That sort of stuff. So, you know.
And was it very tough initially?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. The first week I did it. I mean, I did it on a Monday and a Wednesday. And, oh, my goodness, I don't think I could walk for about a week and a half. The pains. I realised, actually, the muscles you work. I knew nothing about muscles and stuff like that. But, oh, my goodness, the agony. But it was worth it.
And definitely, as you said, you feel it's an overall fitness and you feel it's benefited you, like...
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. It's actually, it's a great way to, you know, you notice in your appearance, you notice in your confidence, you know, in everything. It's great. It's fantastic.
Okay, so we're going to do 30 press-ups, 30 sit-ups, 30 squats, 30 lunges, and then a bit of plank and cool down, go home. All right?
Yeah.
I'm going to count out the first.
Catherine Clark has been involved in boot camp for 2 years and has led on to her pursuing goals that she would never have thought possible. And she told me about the progress that she has made since she started.
Hi, my name is Catherine Clark, and I'm a boot camp now for almost 2 years.
So how have you found it?
Absolutely fabulous. Absolutely fabulous, I have to say, because I was literally on the couch. Well, not quite, but from an exercise point of view, the only exercise I'd ever done in my whole life before this was walk. I did quite a bit of it, but I'd never done anything, even in school. And now I'm kind of fairly fit, doing a couple of marathons a year, bringing my times down every year, and I'm probably one of the oldest in the class here today. So, you know.
So was it a big transition, as you said, from maybe just doing a bit of walking to boot camp?
Definitely. The first few classes were really tough going, you know. You were aching on day two and aching even more on day three. And on day three, you're coming back because you're going on Monday and come back on a Wednesday. So, but you just get stuck into it and you can't believe the aches and pains go away. And I'm at the point now where if you're not aching after class a little bit, you're thinking, oh, did I get enough out of it?
So, did I try hard enough?
Did I try hard enough? Exactly, you know.
So is there a real sense then of accomplishment with doing it?
Definitely. As I said, I never ran in my life. I never thought I could run. I couldn't run more than 10 yards. I couldn't run for a bus. But now, my last marathon I did last year in 4 hours 25 minutes. First one I did was 6 hours. So in 2 years, I've taken nearly, you know, over 2 hours, so a good bit of time anyway, off my personal best. And this year, I'm going to go for a sub 4 hour.
Okay, yeah. So you're able to run there, but it's not just running. I guess it encourages a kind of overall fitness, I suppose.
You get a real sense of well-being, you know. Not as tired, you have much more energy, you know. Can stay up later, go out later, have a good time, and still come back and exercise. And even, you know, you try to keep a healthy diet when you're doing exercise, because you don't want to defeat the purpose of doing the exercise. But at the same time, you can't be completely monastic about it, you know. You have to say, well, sometimes I can go out and enjoy myself. And I've often gone out on a Friday night with friends, had a good time, and still come back on a Saturday morning and just felt fabulous after.
Again.
9, 10. I grabbed Mart Staunton 3/4 of his way through his first session to see how he was finding the tough boot camp training.
It's good. It's good. You know, you have people beside each other, and it's good to connect each other on as well. So we just did two, kind of leg, working legs, more core. Now we're just getting into the kind of doing. We're working our arms, back, and the last one there, we were just doing the stomach. Very good.
Is that quite intense, you find?
Yeah, it's intense. I like it's, you know, it's. I've done, you know, similar things like that before, and it is. You know, it's quite intense. Like, if you're not used to it, you know, it's excuse me.
That's alright. I can believe.
It was. It's tough going. So yeah, it's tough and it's intense and there's no stopping. I mean, I was struggling even the last ones. Those press ups. You know, I was struggling.
And
out,
that
so.
That one with the cross.
Touching. Well, I've never felt more awkward in my life when you have to raise your back up. and keep your hands out and your legs out, and then you have to touch opposite foot with opposite hand. So I hadn't done that before. It felt good and awkward and good and gangly, but all good. Nice different ones there as well. That one.
So it's a bit of coordination as well.
Good bit of coordination, good bit of core work, and I said there's good. You know, if you come with a friend, you can egg each other on, and that's the key. I always think to train is go with someone you like. You know, so I'm gonna head off here.
Speaking of training with someone you like, I spoke to father and son, Graeme and David Keller, who joined boot camp together. I interrupted their session to see how they were getting on.
Sorry.
Okay, well, I'll start with you with that out of breath. It's good. Okay, can I get you to introduce yourself first?
I'm David Keller.
And how long have you been doing boot camp for?
We're doing the boot camp now for about 5 months, since June last summer. We'd heard about it from a friend, so we thought, you know, may as well give it a shot. We'd been doing the gym now for about a year, but ever since we started, we got a lot more out of it. Just kind of getting out in an open zone and just kind of letting yourself go, give it the best. It's not anything you get in the gym, to be honest.
So you're saying we there, so you're doing it with your dad.
Sorry, apologies. Yeah, I'm doing it.
Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you? My name is Graeme Keller. From Bowmount, and doing boot camp here with my son. My wife Colette was also doing boot camp with us, but she hurt her Achilles, so she hasn't come back since, but she's still doing Pilates and aerobics.
So is it rewarding being able to do it together?
Yeah, it's great fun trying to catch David. He's extremely fast, and much faster than I ever was at his age, but David never really did much athletic wise or anything like that. He was never terribly into football or anything like that, but he's extremely fit and he's extremely fast.
So David, has it made a big difference for you at boot camp?
Absolutely, ever since I started, and like just kind of going with my dad, it's good fun to know someone, you know, I'm close, is there telling me, you know, do that bit a bit quicker, or maybe take a balance back a notch, you're pushing yourself too hard, that kind of thing. But I really have felt the benefit, because honestly, as a kid when I was younger, I wasn't really interested to it. I always liked running, but kind of I never did anything about it in school or after school or anything. But ever since I joined it, I felt much better about myself.
And what was it that drove you to do it in the first place?
Honestly, kind of going to the gym, I just felt I could be in better shape, body wise, and just a bit more fitter. Kind of seeing friends and stuff who were doing the gym maybe a bit longer than myself, I saw the difference with them, and I thought maybe I could do that for myself. And genuinely, being here in the boot camp, I have seen a big difference in the last 5 months, and seeing how better I am getting, it's driven me to do it that bit more.
And is this like it's obviously way more social than doing stuff on your own in the gym? Does that encourage
Absolutely.
You more?
That is, I think that's my favorite part about it, the fact that there's 20, 30 people here.
Plus the instructors are they're brilliant. They really motivate you. So when you think you've actually got nothing left in the tank, they scream and shout at you, and you discover, what do you call it, that you have a little bit left in the tank, you know. But it's also all the guys you're training with, etc., etc. There is a great camaraderie there, and there is definitely a willingness amongst everybody else that you're training with for you to keep doing better and doing better and doing better. It is. It's brilliant. And in my opinion, the fact that you're out, hail, rain or shine, you're getting covered in muck, you're getting soaked and wet right through, it's much better than the gym, to be honest with you.
And everyone just kind of pushes each other to do that bit better. You know, it's one big team. You know, you're not here to show off, you're not here to be better than everyone. It's just have a bit of fun, get fit.
And sorry, Dave, I was just going to say, what you get out of it is what you put into it.
Finally, we went back to Mark Staunton to get his thoughts, having just completed his first boot camp class. All right, first boot camp class, how'd that go?
Yeah, it went really well. Yeah, it was very good. Obviously, it's a good mix. I mean, obviously, the lads know what they're doing. So you're working on your core, your legs, kind of to start, to my knowledge. Then you're kind of going a bit more upper body for the kind of second half, and you finish it out with sprints. Again, just working on cardio and things like that. So yeah, very good. And then you just do a few press ups and squats. Like as I said, it's great fun. You know, you're out in the mud and the fresh air. But I tell you, like, it's the best way to be when you're amongst people. Like I would be a big advocate of going, you know, doing classes like this as opposed to doing the gym, you know, when you're on your own. you know, you don't want to go nice like this. No one wants to go. But once you get in there, you feel great about yourself. And, you know, it's cold, it's wet, but the last thing you think about is cold when you're absolutely knackered. Yeah, it's just good crack, you know, and it's just a good way to keep fit, and particularly in the winter months, you know, it's good. If you have a friend or something like that, and someone to egg each other on, it's a lot easier.
So you enjoyed it?
Oh, I loved it, yeah. I absolutely loved it. I kind of like this type of thing as well. I like it. You never look forward to it. You know, as I said, you come down, you know, you probably hope it's off, you hope, you know, no one's here, so you don't have to do it. But then once you're finished, you feel great about yourself. And you get into a nice warm shower and you're good, you're nice and refreshed, and you do feel better about yourself as well. I'm not gonna stop, I'm gonna work harder, I'm a survivor, I'm gonna make it,
I will survive, keep on surviving. This programme was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland.